Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday. It's November the 15th, 2023. It's a Wednesday. It's about 8:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Toronto time, New York City time. And this is the Fakeologist Show. And we do this show Sunday through Thursday around 8 to 8:30. Closer to 8:30 probably for tomorrow. I had to rush in the door, and I don't want to keep fabulous Phil waiting because I know he is very on time, like any good European, Protestant, punctual, German-like. Trains always run on time. Isn't that the old derisive statement that they put towards the Germans? But, you know, I have a German in my background, and I do appreciate the discipline. Is it a German thing, or is it a Protestant work ethic thing, Phil? What do you think? And welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me. Oh, yeah, it's both. I think a good work ethic, and yeah, I think it's both.
Mm-hmm. So is it Protestant or a German thing, or it's both?
I don't know where I come from. It could be German. But, you know, my dad's pretty punctual, and he's got English heritage. He's So.
Do you think
my mother came from Germany, so it's like, you know, it's.
Well, I was going to say, I guess there's my answer. Do you think the English hate the Germans? They're basically brothers.
Yeah, they're pretty close. And that's why they didn't want to go to war with each other. That's why Rudolf Hess parachuted himself into the back country of England trying to.
Now, wait a second. Do you, this is the Fakeologist Show. So everything is fake until proven real. Do you believe that story? Now, that story is about as kooky as any war story I've ever heard. Do you really believe that one? That one is a kooky one. You got to admit.
It is kind of because it was the first time he had ever parachuted, and yeah.
Okay.
And so it is kind of a
I was whopper. Waiting for you to say that is a whopper of a lie.
It's a whopper if true.
Can you put that next on your hit list and go over the story and try not to laugh, please, when you do it?
Well, you know, I think I saw a video of him in English prison until he was like 93 years old or something. Rudolf.
Right. 93 isn't a cool number.
And so I don't know who controlled the airplane while he was bailing out.
There's a lot of problems with the story, Phil. Come on. I know you give them the benefit of the doubt a lot of the time, but the fakery goes all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Stupid is in the chat, and he said, is this the real fake nukes? Yeah, this is not the fake nukes. This is the real fake nukes.
Yeah, it's not the fake one. It's the real one.
I never
can tell. You know, I might have a clone.
Napoleon says, I hope Phil doesn't get too immersed in the fakery going on now. I do enjoy revising history, however. Good evening, Ab. Good evening, Phil. Good evening, Napoleon.
Napoleon is
a bit of a super fan of the Fakeologist broadcast network there. So thank you very much, Napoleon. I just want to make sure we are streaming. Everywhere we've had some streaming issues when we had our transvestigator on Tuesday. We do transvestigator Mondays now, so I don't know. Have you looked into the whole transvestigation thing? Have I asked you about that?
I find a lot of it compelling. Some of it goes a little bit over the top.
Yeah,
like when they say that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a woman, it's kind of tough. Some of it seems a little bit far-fetched, but a lot of it does make sense. And a lot of it with the Kennedy family, and a lot of it with there's a lot of strange looking women out there. Okay, let's just put it that way. And some strange looking men. And so, yeah.
Okay, we're going to go over your website. We're going to go over your BitChute channel. And BitChute is just a hopping platform right now, I have to admit. And I'm on there. I got the comments working, so now I get a notification when people make a comment. So now I'm really into BitChute now, and there's a lot of good content creators. I like how you link to content creators as well, because that way we can find new content creators that we would probably never find. So that's a good thing that you do there. And you've got, this was a huge week for you, I think, in posting. Look at this. This is recent videos and the whole page is full.
Well, they're all just like little 20-second videos, but you know, well, except for that one Munich Olympics one that's like 5 minutes long. But Instagram gives me all these real short videos, and they just don't look real. There's something very wrong going on, that these people that are releasing these videos from Instagram from Gaza.
Where do you want to start? Because we can start playing all of them, and then you can comment on them. What do you think of the Munich thing? Do you think that was real or fake?
Yeah, that was fake. And so that was 51 years ago. And then here you had, it was the same thing. The Palestinians were taking Israelis hostage, just like they've done just 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago when the Palestinians took Israelis hostage from that music festival. I mean, it's the same story 50 years later. Yes. This conflict has been a broken record. It's just been, it's like, wait a minute, you know, and remember 50 years after the moon landing, that's when, you know, even the hardcore people had to start waking up. And so, here we are 50 years after this stupid Palestinian conflict has started. And you know what? Even the hardcore people have to start waking up at this point. It's like this thing, the reason why it stays the same is because they want it to stay the same. The whole narrative is the same. And because it obviously somebody's making money here. And
because it also works, right? The hostage thing is a pretty big part of the story. Although, are they promoting this part of the story much? Because I'm not feeling it.
I've seen some protests in Washington, D.C. where people are bringing photographs, you know, like the Sandy Hook photographs. Remember when people were bringing it's the same thing. And 9/11, where they brought the lost and found posters of their loved one.
Yes.
Okay. The same thing going on with these Gaza hostages. They got the photo and it's like, and they're bringing them to these little demonstrations saying, release the hostages. And it's like, well, here we are, another Sandy Hook, you know, photo shoot. And so, yeah, it's fake. Yeah, those 200 hostages that are being held in Gaza right now, this child just looks strange to me. The chest seems to compress a little bit too deeply. It's and the eyes look like a doll's eyes. And so I'm just asking my audience, what do you think about this? Because it doesn't look real to me. It doesn't look like a real human being to me. I know.
Now, normally they have a mask over the mouth. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure you put the mask over the whole face. This is, having air pump into the open mouth doesn't do anything.
Yes.
Do you need to be a doctor to know that?
Yeah, it looks strange to me. Yeah. And also
what the hell is this?
Yeah. And there's random spots of blood around his body. It's like, what, didn't nobody bother to wipe these random?
Yeah. You don't leave lacerations open. You might want to tend to them or do.
Yeah.
Does anyone here watch the hospital shows? Like, I grew up with Gage and DeSoto on Emergency. That was my favorite show in the 70s. You remember that?
I think I remember it. I never watched it though.
Emergency. So we, you know, with, those guys, I don't remember if they had any bodies that they worked on. I don't remember that because we're too busy just looking at the teenage heartthrob Gage there, Johnny Gage. But they played hospital all the time. And I think with all the hospital shows, I think the audience is more sophisticated. They know what good moulange looks like.
Mm.
They call this moulange, right?
They've gotten really advanced. Yeah, this looks like an advanced animatronic mannequin to me. You know, it doesn't look real. So, but anyway, I just posted it because the people that comment.